crossed the street and shut the doors of his van. "Mayor, thank you for tomorrow's job ready. To special oak cupboards to take to a shop a long way off." He pushed one heavy garage door shut. Frankie pushed the other by meat in the middle.
Carry on, please.
"I hope it be fine," said Mr. Streeter. "It be a nice drive. Then I always like to get back from the country again." "What's it like?" said Frankie. "What?" Mr. Streeter started at Frankie. "Well, what like? The country. Haven't you been ever?" "Not been. I've seen it at the pictures on TV. But what's it really like?" There was only one thing to do. Mr. Streeter thought, "It seems to me it's time you saw for yourself. You'd better come. Frankie's voice went up in a squeak. "Come with you to tomorrow."
Do me a minute.
He couldn't get to his own fast enough. He could hardly breathe when he got up to his door. But his mother said yes, school holidays were too long for her and for Frankie. He dashed down the stairs to tell Mr. Streeter he could come. The only trees Frankie knew grew in the park in the garden of one old house. The only streets Frankie knew were those near the flats. The only fields Frankie had ever seen were playing fields for football and once at airfield. So he was upright and early, ready for the country day. Just beginning up there in the van was nice. Just sitting there and plunging along through the big dirty town. On the edge of the town, houses stood on the old big flower gardens, and then the fields began, not a few but many, spreading as far as Frankie could see.